professors gave a little quote I'll never forget. He said, whether the weather be hot or whether the weather be cold, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not. So here we are in one of those days in Iowa. Let's bow in prayer together. Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you that your word says that this is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we freely acknowledge that you are the creator, the sustainer, you're the provider. And we look to you today for your grace in this place. We thank you for the interaction we have with one another. And we thank you for the sacred duty entrusted to us as lawmakers. Lord, I pray that we would use that grace in our conduct with one another. Lord, I pray that we would find the joy and peace in serving you and serving the state of Iowa. I just ask your blessing on this day in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance. Will give attention to correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 439 by Bossman, a bill for requiring the budget submissions of executive branch departments to utilize a zero-based budget approach once per decade.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 440 by Mattson, Kresick, Jacoby, and all. Bill for relating to delayed deposit services by limiting the annual percentage rate for fees and prior to delayed deposit repayment option for certain circumstances and making those applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 441 by Masher, a bill for relating to the establishment of a behavioral interventions task force.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment. Refer to the Committee on Education.
House File 442 by Masher, a bill for requiring school districts to expand human growth and development coursework to include instruction regarding organ and tissue donation.
First reading of the bill is now
of Ken's upbringing. There was never talk of hatred or anger toward any race, even after their home was a target of hate crime. Having been vandalized numerous times where they live in the predominantly white suburbs, after moving to Charleston, South Carolina, Ken enlisted in the U.S. Armed Forces and served in security forces and service fields in the Air Force. He gained experience and then cross-trained to the fields of food service, fitness, and lodging when he learned how to care for basic needs of people, so his mission was complicated. After 20 years of honorable service, Ken retired from the Air Force and started a new career as a personal trainer. While helping people to achieve health and wellness on the outside, Ken observed that many people also need health and wellness on the inside. It was then a desire to help others physically, spiritually, and mentally, and Ken became a board member of the Boys and Girls Club. He then started a push-up fundraiser, which raised over $10,000. In his first year, the fundraiser grew in popularity so quickly it became an officially recognized nonprofit in support of communities and schools, and to this date, he has raised over $200,000 for this organization. Ken now resides in Mount Pleasant with his wife and children, and has started the Fellowship Cowboys as a nonprofit in the community. They do things such as building bridges, which is a class that gets people out of poverty. This class participants investigate the causes of poverty in their own lives and community and help develop a plan for change that's specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and teaches them lessons so they don't have to